The AP reports the former director of football operations at Baylor has filed a lawsuit arguing he was unfairly named as contributing to the school's mishandling of student sexual assault complaints. Several lawsuits have been filed arising from the sexual assault scandal. One filed last week in federal court by a former Baylor student alleges she was raped by two football players and that there were dozens more assaults of women involving other players, AP also reported. It appears that a turn a blind eye to utter evil culture existed within some at Baylor. Bad anywhere, despicable at a school founded to teach and express Christian principles. Baylor isn't alone, however. It appears that Abilene-based McMurray has some problems of its own, as shown in this KTAB KRBC headline. McMurray quarterback is third player arrested in connection to murder. According to the story, Broderick Earl Ross, quarterback for McMurray football, is the third player from the school's program arrested on capital murder charges related to the killing of someone in Fort Worth. We don't know if these players are guilty, but there are allegations that one of that group may have committed burglaries on campus too, as well as had other arrests as far back as spring of last year. If such proves true, why was the person still enrolled? Why did officials countenance this type of person on their small campus? As you'd expect, there's a severe dimming, if not blackout, in the local Abilene press on the full matter. But remember, bad things happen everywhere. It's the perceived cover-up that does the most damage to reputations. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.